I'd just like to take a moment to invite a very good friend of mine up. This is Alan, everybody. Please do give him a warm round of applause. So this is Alan, and Alan very kindly said that he would come up and talk for us today. He's a member of our Lanterns family. Alan, would you like to just share a bit about what was life like for you before you came into contact with CAP?
Well, I was in so much debt. Oh, it's just so much grief. Go through your head, anger. They're so frustrated, you just can't get through. And I did. With my debt, people to get in contact with, which was CAP. Looking at CAP now, and I'm going, CAP, what's that? What's CAP? So right underneath it is Christians Against Poverty. I went, all right, well, what have I got to lose? Give it a go. In which I'd done. And somebody answered the phone within two or three rings. Truthfully, it was bang, straight there. I said, look, I'm on a pay-as-you-go phone. I cannot carry on this conversation. No worries, put your phone down, bang, rang me back straight away. Cool. Then told me about you. And we met here.
Yeah.
At Lanterns. And I felt a warmth the minute I walked in.
Good.
To which, 12 months down the line, the release course that Claire and yourself done.
Yeah.
What an amazing thing to do. Anyone out there with an addiction, anyone out there with a problem in life, just come to the group, chat. It's like a new front room, isn't it?
It's incredible.
It's really powerful stuff. And we really do work together. It's an 8-week course. And through that 8 weeks, one of the weeks was forgiveness.
Yeah, and anger, yeah.
And anger was the second week.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that. I couldn't forgive. Never in this world am I going to forgive. But I did. Never in this world would I stop thinking, right, I'm not going to get angry with this anymore. But I don't.
It's amazing.
So through Lanterns and through forgiveness and through you, Nat, I can honestly say, and to everybody here now, I'm a Christian and I'm loving it.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much. Isn't that amazing how God was able to come into Alan's life? Not only did he invite Jesus to come into his life, Chris, who is just an amazing part of our team, went to Alan's home and they got down on their knees and Alan invited Jesus to come into his life. And Alan also worked very hard and has also become debt-free. He's now debt-free. And he also is, as he was sharing with you, is getting on top of his addictions. And the way in which he is doing that is breathtaking, what God is doing in his life. One in three of our clients says it takes them 3 years to even pluck up the courage to do what Alan did and pick up the phone. And what do they hear on the other end of the phone? That there's hope. And sometimes people might burst into tears of joy for the sound of that. I think as part of our CAP Centre, we can run something called Lanterns. Lanterns is a place where we can come, we can make friends. It's available to people basically who are CAP clients, or their friends, or their families, or non-Christians. That is what Lanterns is aimed at here. And it's amazing the people that we get to come into contact with. And we grab coffee, we have informal Bible study, we have discussion, we get to eat together, we get to share our lives together. And one lady said she could not get over how warm the welcome was. And the blessings from God are abundant. We're seeing people turn to Christ and recommit their lives. They're growing in their relationships with God. Marriages are being restored, friendships are being made. And clients are coming debt-free. Lanterns is growing and we're doing things like we have people like Acts 4:3-5 come in. They help us with crisis. We've started our release group, which helps people who struggle with various addictions, which Alan so kindly shared with us. Last week, I went to week 8 of the release group. And I just had to sit back in my chair because I could scarce take in how people's lives were being transformed, how people were reducing their intake from their addictions, how they were abstaining from their addictions, how a marriage had been restored, how people were dealing with anger, how people had learned to forgive. And it was just extraordinary. It literally took my breath away. And it's so wonderful to see those, each one, inviting Jesus into their life and recommitting their lives to Jesus. And also here, a couple of weeks ago, we had a CAP event, and we call it the CAP Spring event, and we had about 8 people recommit their lives to Jesus. A couple invited Jesus into their lives for the first time, more reaffirmed their faith. God is on the move, amen? Are you with me? He is on the move.